They're voting in Georgia again. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. In the final 22 contest, a runoff in Georgia.
Vote like health care depends on it. Vote like a woman's right to choose depends on it.
Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock facing a challenge from Republican Herschel Walker, who's trying to keep it a 50-50 Senate.
We got to get in the game, and we can't sit on the sideline anymore.
This race won't decide the balance of power in the Senate. Democrats will have that even if Republican Herschel Walker wins. But if the Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock wins, it not only means Vice President Kamala Harris is no longer needed to break ties, but it could lessen the power of Democrats like Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema to push back against their own party.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. There is a new attempt at immigration reform as the current Congress wraps up its work, a bipartisan plan.
Senators Tom Tillis and Kyrsten Sinema have this framework. It would have more hiring and funding for CBP, create regional processing centers for quick asylum claims, and it would keep Title 42 in place for at least a year while adding expedited removal for illegal immigrants.
Fox's Peter Ducey. Title 42, a COVID-era Trump policy that turned immigrants back at the border, is set to be lifted by court order in a couple of weeks. A Memphis, Tennessee police officer is in critical condition after being wounded in a late-night shootout responding to a call of a suspicious vehicle at a gas station. The gunman was killed in return fire. Actress Kirstie Alley has died. The Cheers TV show made her a star.
When you first meet a guy, you put him in one of three categories. Yes, no, or maybe.
Alley in recent years become an outspoken conservative in Hollywood. She was 71.
It hit quick. She had back problems, and it ended up being colon cancer.
Alley's friend Wally Crowder just told Fox.
I know she was on chemo. She had 9 sessions, and it didn't work. I mean, this was really fast.
America's listening to Fox.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
President Biden is getting ready to hit the road. He'll take a trip to Arizona later this hour, not to visit the border like Republicans have demanded as they criticize his policies for a record surge of migrants coming here illegally. He'll go to Phoenix, visiting a semiconductor manufacturing facility, again focusing on the new law to incentivize more computer chips being made in the U.S. A big question remains, will he run again?
President Biden's chief of staff says the president's expected to mull another run for the White House in 2024 over the holidays, and he is predicting he will announce plans to do so. Ron Klain commenting during the Wall Street Journal CEO Council Summit that he expects an announcement shortly after the holidays, adding, "I expect the decision will be to do it." President Biden's been publicly tight-lipped about a possible re-election bid, although he was heard telling the Reverend Al Sharpton in September he was planning to run. Fox News Digital reached out to the White House for comment, but did not get a response. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
There's new research showing better hearing means a sharper mind.
Researchers in Singapore did what they call a meta-analysis of dozens of observational studies of just over 137,000 participants. They found the use of hearing restorative devices, like behind-the-ear hearing aids or cochlear implants, produced a 19% decrease in the hazards of long-term cognitive decline. That research published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Johns Hopkins University recently released a study that said mild hearing loss doubled the risk of dementia. Jill Nato, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures down a little the day after a big sell-off. On Monday Night Football, a big comeback. Tom Brady threw 2 late touchdown passes to lead the Tampa Bay Buccaneers past the New Orleans Saints 17-16. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.